USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could there be possible movement in dealings with North Korea? A U.S. special envoy for the North is reportedly meeting with the South Korean president today. Envoy Stephen Bigin arriving today for a three-day stopover before heading on to Japan to meet with the prime minister there, Shinzo Abe. It's not known whether he's also going to meet with negotiators from North Korea in an effort to revive talks on denuclearization. The North saying it will go down, quote, a new path if their conditions regarding denuclearization are not met by the U.S. by the end of the year. Reports are the White House will announce this week that around 4,000 U.S. troops are going to be coming home from Afghanistan soon. That would leave just under 9,000 American troops in that country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790, and for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep, the options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
In the Philippines. That's the sound of people panicked in a shopping mall after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake strikes early today. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was about 17 miles beneath the Earth's surface. At least one person is confirmed dead, dozens injured. It happened on the island of Mindanao. China says it's suspending tariffs it had planned to impose tomorrow on some U.S. goods, including wheat, corn, vehicles, auto parts, and other American-made products. China's Tariff Commission says the tariffs have been suspended because a Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China was reached on Friday. The deal reduces some U.S. tariffs in exchange for what U.S. officials said would be a big jump in Chinese purchases of American farm products and other goods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As toxic volcanic gases still fill the atmosphere around New Zealand's White Island, recovery efforts are continuing for at least two unfound victims. John Clemens has more.
The two remaining victims are believed to be the tour guide and the boat captain who had taken the tourists to the island when the volcano erupted on Monday. 16 are known dead, while all the others suffered severe burns. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clements said the recovery effort could not continue on Sunday due to poor weather conditions in the danger of another eruption.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies, and we had a task to do with regard to the remaining two.
Scientists warn the White Island volcano, which is the exposed tip of a mostly undersea volcano, is highly volatile and could erupt again.
And a high school football team in Newtown, Connecticut, winning the state title there on the seventh anniversary of the mass shootings at a school there. 20 first grade students and six adults gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown on December 14th, 2012. Well, yesterday, Newtown High School won the state championship on the final play of the game. It was Newtown's first state title in football since 1992. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.